Now, nearly 50 years, talking of cars, nearly 50 years after its last run, the Château Impney Hill Climb is set to return to Droitwich this year. Now, it's estimated that 10,000 people will watch 200 competitors race on the 11th and 12th of July, bringing some of the country's finest races together with the biggest motoring enthusiasts for a classic car extravaganza. Sounds brilliant, doesn't it? It sounds glamorous. So we thought we'd send our reporter Justin Sorrell along to find out exactly what's in store.
Climb here at Château Impney attracted some of the biggest names in British racing to here in Droitwich. The likes of Tony Marsh, Phil Scragg and David Good raced here. In fact, David Good actually won the first event, despite only having one arm, completing the course in just under 25 seconds. I was here in 2013 to meet Rod Spollen, the director of the Château and now the chairman of the Hill Climb Club. It was at a special auction of classic cars that Rod floated the idea of bringing this event back, and now the team at Château Impney have confirmed, yes, we're doing it. Rod's here today to tell us a little bit more about his ambitious plans for this race.
Hill Climb Racing is a driver and his car starting from a stationary position and racing up a course, usually up quite a steep hill, through a series of bends and over the finish line, and the winner is the person with the fastest time.
So last time we spoke, you were in the process of putting a plan together for this. Now it's a reality. How much work's gone into this?
Far more than I had imagined when we started out on this journey. We've had to resurface the vast majority of the track. We're using existing driveways on the Château Impney site, but a lot of the tarmac was in very poor condition. But then you start getting into all the detail and planning out where you're going to put exhibition stands, where are the auction cars going to be, how are we going to provide all the catering that's going to be necessary for 10,000 spectators, and all of a sudden the project just grows and grows.
What are we expecting in terms of numbers of competitors? Because it's not just a handful.
Certainly not, no. Over the two-day event, we're anticipating 200 competitors, which will mean we'll have to get through 50 cars an hour, which is quite a tight window, and will mean that our competition team will have to be very slick. These cars are all competition cars. Some of them are road legal, production sports cars, but all of them have been prepared for the sole purpose of racing. The Midlands is a real hub for historic motoring, and the enthusiasm that exists probably derives from a lot of the car companies which used to exist in the Midlands, and Longbridge with Austin and the Coventry-based car companies. But I think this event will attract a wide variety of people, and I think it will be seen as something that will be a good day out for families and for people who are not particularly interested in old cars. It really will be an event for everybody.
That sounds brilliant. I'm genuinely quite excited by that. That's Justin Reporter at the Justin Reporter. That's our reporter, Justin Sorrell. He's such a reporter, we call him Justin Reporter.
That's his middle name,
yeah. He's at the Château Impney in Droitwich. If you'd like to see the course, there's a brilliant video online, actually, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/BBC Hereford Worcester. He's driven the course.
So you can see this little video. It speeded up it as well. I've never seen all the way up the drive of the Château Impney before.
Looks
I've just
good,
seen it from the A38 passing by, but it looks cool.